and this is Deconstructive Criticism, minus the parentals. Technically, we're on hiatus while they figure out their stuff, but I figured I'd take an opportunity to talk about something. So I have with me my friend Dale. Say hi, Dale.
Hi, everyone. I'm kind of nervous.
Don't be. Technically, no one's listening right now, so yeah, you're safe.
Well, yeah, but they will be eventually.
But not right now. It's not like anyone is here to boo you, right?
Yeah, I guess. That does make me feel a little bit better.
Well, I might boo you.
Oh, thanks a lot. You invite me onto your little show just to boo me?
Hey, I have to boo somebody. Paul and Allison aren't here, so...
Okay, so you know who I want to boo? That Thelma woman at the wedding? On the last episode?
You mean Farrah? Yeah, I can't hate on her. She doesn't know, but that's... one reason I wanted to do this episode.
She was all kinds of rude. She wasn't even trying.
Well, Farrah, if you're listening, which I'd bet Dale's car that you're not.
Hey!
Consider this the article I was going to send you. Okay, so even though we're not live, you're okay with sharing?
Totally.
So, I asked my BFF Dale here to come onto the show today to help clarify some things. Or, well, at least try to clarify some things. So, first off, Dale, what are your pronouns?
I use they, he.
So, you're also non-binary, right?
That I am.
This is so weird, huh? I'm not trying to sound like I'm interviewing you or anything.
Oh, it's a little weird.
Okay, so think of this not like you're talking to a bunch of people. Think of it like you're talking to Farrah.
Oh, so I get to put my rage hat on.
No, no raging, just informing.
You're no fun. Just kidding. Or am I?
Try to be nice for a change.
Maybe you should try to not be so nice all the time. Like, once you had told her you're NB, she needed to move her pantsuit-clad framework somewhere else. Asking if you're gay, that's none of her business.
To be fair, I don't think she knows there's a difference between identity and orientation.
She probably doesn't know the difference between escargot and escabeche either.
Actually, I don't know the difference between escargot and escabeche.
Spanish fish and French snails.
Yeah, no help.
Well, I don't want to talk about pantsuit.
Okay. What do you want to talk about then? Oh. Let me guess. Bobby Embrick. Uh-oh. What happened?
Well, we went out, and it was all fine. And then he gets totally hung up on me being non-binary. He's all like, well, if you don't consider yourself a guy, then you can't say you're gay. And I said I never said I was gay. I said it was queer.
Wait, what are you talking about? I've heard you say you're gay numerous times.
Well, yeah. So when I realized he just doesn't get it, I thought I would mess with him a little bit. So I was like, is it the blouse? He said, no, it's the beard and the blouse. And I said, you know, different shades of brown go together just fine. Now, if I was a redhead and this was a red blouse...
Yeah, he doesn't get it. I'm sorry. I knew you really liked him.
I wish the feeling was mutual. I mean... I guess it was when he thought I was purely, you know, the boy for the boy. It's just that, you know, he was so hung up on how he thought I should refer to myself versus, you know, how I do actually refer to myself. Total turn off. But enough about BE. How are things with your mom?
Well, ever since we got back from the wedding, she and Dad...
No. I mean, how is she dealing with your identity?
Well, she's... trying. She still catches herself referring to me as she instead of they. I think it's hard for her because it means if I don't consider myself female, she can't really do any girl bonding with me.
I can't picture your mom doing any girl bonding. She's not the girliest girl of the cotillion. Seems like the bonding she'd like to do is between two pieces of plywood.
What are you, my dad? That's a total dad joke.
Hey, I'm practicing for when I become a dad. Or mom? I guess it would be more of a mad, huh?
Or maybe a dom.
Yeah, that sounds better. Dale the Dom. I like it. I'll get my own TV show. The Dale the Dom rom-com.
I don't think the world's ready for that. Actually, I don't think I'm ready for that.
Well, you'll be famous before I am when you break out from this little podcast of yours. You're going to be the next Greta Thunberg.
Oh, wait, does Greta Thunberg have a podcast?
I don't know, does she?
Oh.
I'm just saying that because she's famous. That's what you should do, though. Channel your inner Greta Thunberg. Whenever someone misgenders you, just say, how dare you?
Yeah, No.
Oh, come on, say it. Try it out. See how it fits.
How dare you?
No. You gotta do it with the accent. How dare you?
How dare you?
Okay, maybe not. Now you just sound like James Corden.
I think it's more on brand for you.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Okay, stop. Stop. You're peaking the mic, Dale. Go practice on your own time, not on my show.
Oh, it's your show now?
As long as the parents aren't here. Yes, it's my show. So what I say goes. Now, let's get back to it. Non-binary.
Non-binary. Do you know, is Greta Thunberg non-binary?
Dale!
Just wondering. Sheesh!
We were talking about how my mom seems to have trouble recognizing my gender identity. Dad seems to get it, and he tries really hard, though he does slip up on the rare occasion.
Did you tell her that gender is a spectrum?
Yep.
And that you feel you fall somewhere in between the binary gender roles?
Yep.
And that gender is a construct based on how you feel? That it's not static to what you were assigned when you were born?
Yes, yes.
And that it's fluid and can't always be put into a neat little box?
Yeah, all those things, of course. You don't think I already told her all that? Like 500 times?
Maybe she's just a product of her time. Like, you know, it's a generational thing. I mean, she's, what, an 80s child, right? So I figure, the closest icon she would have had to non-binary was 80s, Boy George?
Boy George? Ugh. He's such a hater. Plus, irrelevant. Who's the one crying out for attention?
Maybe if she had Sam Smith back in her day.
I'm sorry. Nobody gets that's how it was in my day as an excuse. It's just a matter of respect and common decency. I just don't want to be referred to as she or her, and I wish Mom would just honor that, you know? It's not that hard.
Okay, look, I really don't want to sound like I'm defending her, but it's hard. If, you know, for most of your 16 years, she's considered you her daughter. Plus, you do have to admit that Coral is not the most gender-neutral name in the world.
What do you mean by that, actually?
Well, you know, Coral is pretty. It comes in nice pastel colors, and it's made by those frilly little sea creatures.
They're called polyps. They live in calcium carbonate structures. Neither of which sounds pretty. Trust me, it's my namesake, so I inadvertently learned a lot about it growing up.
Calcium carbonate, huh? You go by Cal.
You know what? I think you're onto something.
Cal? No. Don't do that. I was just kidding.
No. I think I'll go by Core.
Oh, thank God. I was worried you were going to say calcium.
Dale! So there you have it. I now go by Core. I have to say, the euphoria I get from shortening my name, it's like discovering binders all over again. Hopefully, this will make it a bit less challenging to get Mom to embrace who I am. It's more likely I'll spend half the time correcting my name for her instead of my pronouns. Let's just hope I don't end up doing both. But for now, I'll take this. It feels like such a win for me. It feels right. It's nice to finally try something on and feel how well it fits. Well, I hope you enjoyed our summer bonus special. I know I did. Thanks for letting me and Dale share a bit of time with you. So keep your eyes out for the start of our next season. And until then, this is Core signing off.